Well, good morning again, everyone. Today we are continuing in our series on the Lord's Prayer. And today we're going to look at this statement, "Give us this day our daily bread." My hope is that as we reflect on this part of the Lord's Prayer, we would be reminded that we have a God who hears our cries, has compassion upon us, and invites us to bring our needs before Him. Just a little later in the Gospel of Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says these words, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" I know many of those of you who are parents can perhaps connect with this image today because it's in many ways been an exhausting, exasperating year of parenting as we have been navigating the stress of this pandemic and this quarantine time. Perhaps you can connect with what Jesus is saying here. One of the lowest moments for me in parenting, it came about 2 months into the lockdown. And I came home after live streaming a service. We were just figuring that out down in Longview. And when I walked into what was a bit of a disaster scene. One of our twins had flushed his underwear down the toilet, and the toilet was backing up. And the other twin was having a temper tantrum and was throwing ravioli with marinara sauce at our white blinds. Not the plastic ones, like the cloth ones that we're going to stain. And it was just one of those moments where I was like at the end of my capacity to be a parent, right? Just the exhaustion, the frustration of living with two three-nagers, as we like to call them. And yet in the midst of that, I've noticed in my own experience that while there are times of exasperation and frustration where it's hard to maintain that patience, there is still this enduring care for our kids, even when they make a mess of life, right? And what Jesus is saying is that if that's our experience, even in the midst of our sinfulness, our brokenness as human beings, how much more does God have compassion and care for us when we make a mess of our lives in the struggles that we have as human beings, that God looks upon us with this loving Father and desires to give good gifts to those who ask him? My hope is that this would speak a word of encouragement to you, particularly for those of you who come with needs today. I think we all do in one way or another. And I'm wondering what you come hungering for, thirsting for today, what some of those longings you have in your experience. For some of us, perhaps there's just some real physical needs that you come with today, physically, financially. For others of us, maybe things are going fine on the surface, we're doing okay financially, and yet below the surface, there are some emotional struggles or some spiritual longings that you have with you. The invitation of this text today is that we have a loving Father who invites us to come in our need, to present our requests, to call out for the provision, for the sustenance that we need as we pray, "Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread." As we meditate on this part of the Lord's Prayer, there's really two questions I want to reflect on with you. And the first question is this what question. What is Jesus inviting us into? I want to understand this passage, understand the invitation. Then secondly, I want to ask this question, what happens when we pray this? Because I believe that this prayer has the potential to be very formative for us as we get into the practice of bringing our requests before God. So what does this mean, and why are we called to do this in the sense of what happens when we do so? So this first question, what does it mean to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread"? I want to suggest to you that there are layers to what this means. On the one hand, I think there is an invitation to name those very real practical needs that we have. This isn't just a metaphor for a deeper spiritual reality. It is that. We're going to talk about that. But I don't want to just run right to the metaphor of this, because I believe that God recognizes that as embodied beings, we have real needs. Later in Matthew 6, Jesus says to not worry about what you will eat or wear or where you will live. And he goes on to say, your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. So there is an awareness that God knows we have real needs for provision. I love what Dale Bruner says. He says, Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but God was too realistic to not say that man does not live by bread at all, right? And we do have these needs. And so Martin Luther, in his catechism, teaches on the Lord's Prayer. He answers this question, what does it mean to pray for our daily bread? And he says, it means to pray for everything necessary for the preservation of life. Everything necessary for the preservation of life. When we call upon God to give us this day our daily bread, we are praying for what will lead to wholeness and sustenance in our life. Now, notice we are not called to pray this day for our daily cake, right? So there are aspects of discernment here that we're not necessarily called to pray for all the things that we want, and maybe those things aren't going to lead to health and wholeness. But the discerning question here is, what will lead to the preservation of life? This prayer calls us to call upon God for those very real needs. But there is also another layer to this, and we see throughout the scriptures that Jesus talks about bread very metaphorically for this deeper spiritual sustenance that we need. Jesus, in fact, did pray when he was tempted that humanity does not live by bread alone, but by the very words of God. In John 6, Jesus refers to himself as the bread of life. Those who come and are nourished by me will be truly filled. Do not work for food that spoils, but food that lasts to eternity. And so part of this prayer is calling us to pray for that spiritual sustenance that we need. That we need wisdom. We need encouragement. We need the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We need discernment. It is at this juncture in the Lord's Prayer we are called to seek God's provision for both the physical and spiritual needs that we have. But I want to engage this question about why we're called to pray this way. And I want to suggest to us that as we grow in this part of the Lord's Prayer, there is some deep formation that is happening in our own lives. I've shared a couple times in this series this observation from John Calvin, that prayer is actually more for us than it is for God. Prayer isn't really telling God how to run the universe, right? But as we pray, what's happening is we are experiencing change, a turning back to God. And I believe this is also the case with this part of the Lord's Prayer. And what I'd like to do is just hold up three words for you today, three words that I think help us understand what is happening as we pray this prayer in our hearts. I drew on Daryl Johnson has a great commentary, and he mentions these words. And I think the first thing that is shaped or molded in our hearts when we pray this prayer is that we develop a deeper solidarity with those who are in need. A solidarity with those who are struggling. Notice that we are called to pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, not just me. It is a plural, us. And for sure we are invited to name our personal needs. But there's something in this prayer that is expanding our hearts outward towards others, to pray, Lord, give us corporately the daily provision that we need. We're called to intercede on behalf of those who are struggling in our lives, those needs for those around us. And as we do this, we are standing in solidarity with the suffering of others. I believe this has the capacity to actually cultivate within us a deeper compassion for the needs of others. Pope Francis has this observation about prayer. He says, you pray for the poor, and then you feed them. And that is how prayer works. You pray for the poor, and then you feed them. That is how prayer works. There's an observation here that as we begin to intercede for the needs of others, what's changing is actually our heart towards others. that it has the capacity to cultivate within us compassion and action towards the needs of others. Now, I'd add maybe one caveat. As Protestants, we're allowed to disagree with the Pope a little bit, so I think I just want to add like one caveat. I love this quote. I love this observation. I think I'd just reframe it a little bit, and I'd say, you pray for the poor, and then you feed them, and that is one of the ways that prayer works. I believe prayer works in a lot of ways, and I think there are times where God will intervene beyond our action. But I love this observation that as we pray for the needs of others, we are standing in solidarity, and our heart is actually the one that is turning towards those in need. And I think that this is a key thing that we need to cultivate, because we live in an age of great disparity. To be perfectly honest, most of us have too much bread, while many in the world do not have enough. And I wonder if as we lean into this prayer, as we begin to intercede on behalf of a world that is starving and hungry, that we might actually become the answer to the cries of others who are literally hungering and thirsting for physical sustenance. Could we see this prayer as something that is forming and shaping us? Maybe the extra bread I have as I pray this prayer will be distributed to those who are in need. This prayer has the capacity for us to stand in solidarity with those in need and respond as needed. The second word I want to hold up for us is this word dependency. Dependency. As we pray this prayer, I think what is being formed within us is a deeper awareness of our dependency on God. And I actually believe that this is something that needs to be formed within us, because we tend to live with a pretty well-established illusion of self-sufficiency. It's easy for us to go about life thinking that we are really self-sufficient, that we have created all that we own. That's a big cultural narrative, that if we just do enough and work hard enough, we will have enough. And to be sure, there is some truth to that. There is an appropriate need to talk about responsibility to be good stewards of the gifts that we've been given, to invest them well, to work hard. But as we go back a couple steps, I think we all at some point need to come to the recognition that what we have is not simply what I have created for myself. I did not create hands that do the work that I do. These are a gift, right? I cannot make a heart beat. I cannot make my eyes see and my mouth speak. This prayer reminds us again that all is gift and that we are dependent on someone beyond ourselves. It breaks us out of that illusion of self-sufficiency. A few years ago, Julie and I spent a summer in Guatemala City, and we were learning from some missionaries down there as they were ministering to those living in extreme poverty. One day, we went to visit a community that was living on the fringe of this major garbage dump in Guatemala City. And to make a living, there was a group that would scavenge through the dumps looking for anything that they might be able to sell. And it was this heartbreaking scene as we were standing on the edge to see people swarm around a dump truck, trying to be the first ones to be able to dig through the new bags of garbage. As we were standing there, our mentor Joel said something that has always stayed with me. And he said to us, you know, the only reason that we are standing here instead of foraging for trash in the dump is because of our birth certificate. The only difference that we're living in affluence and not poverty is because of our birth certificate. It was a reminder that, save from where I was born, I might be living in much more dire circumstances. It was a reminder that we are not self-sufficient. And I think that's just an important word for us to kind of break free from this idea that I got this on my own, right? That we all are in need of something beyond ourselves. And that's why I think this word daily is really important. Give us this day our daily bread. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'd be tempted to just pray for my monthly bread, like, God, give me my Costco load of blessing and we'll check in next month, right? So I can kind of go on living my life. But there's something about this word daily that calls us to this regular reminder that we are dependent each day for God's provision. And I'm wondering if this word daily might even answer a real challenge and question we have about prayer. I don't know about you, but I've sometimes wrestled with this question. Why doesn't God just like act more quickly? And if you've been in those situations where it seemed like God didn't answer a prayer quick enough, like, I want to be healed now, I want to be freed from this addiction now. And sometimes there is a process where we don't experience instant relief from the things that we face. And I wonder if in those moments we're actually saying, God, would you give me my monthly bread? One of the questions I've wrestled with prayer is not, does God answer prayer? I know that God answers prayer, and I've seen him answer that prayer. But I've often wrestled with the question, why does the answer seem inconsistent? And what can I expect? Because sometimes God does act quickly. I've seen people healed very quickly from illness, while others have been on a long journey of recovery. I've seen a couple of people have a real quick healing from addiction, and for others, there was a long journey of formation, a process of sobriety. And so the question that's emerged for me is, what can I expect, Lord, in these moments as I pray for provision? Is this going to happen right away? Is it going to all happen at once, or is this going to be a process? I was wrestling with this with my spiritual director a couple of years ago, and he had just a really helpful response to this question. And he said, I believe we can trust that God knows the right answer for us, how to answer our prayer. That there are times where a quick answer or a quick resolution is what we need. It will build faith. It will build encouragement. But there are other times when God might allow us to be in a place where we continually need to depend on him. That a quick answer might cause us to be disconnected and just go our own way. This word daily is a reminder that sometimes God doesn't give us everything we need right away because he wants us to walk with him, to be in this position of dependence. And through that, there's actually some deeper formation that is happening, that I'm learning to live with God and to trust God. I don't know if that answers the full question about some of the struggles and why God maybe doesn't answer these things quickly. I don't want to trivialize the pain that some of us are experiencing. But I wonder if we can be open to the way that God is in those places where things aren't fully resolved. Is he perhaps forming within us a deeper trust, a deeper connection with him, to trust him daily for the things that we need? There are some days, honestly, where I think we ought to be praying for our hourly bread. There are times when we're just in those places of deep need. There's a man named John Cassian, and he went to the desert to learn in the 4th century from these desert monks for some wisdom. And at one point, he met this Abba Nestorius. He said, what wisdom do you have for me? And Abba Nestorius said this, I have the secret to the spiritual life. And the secret is to memorize Psalm 70, verse 1. Always have these words before you. And Psalm 70, verse 1 says, come to my help, O God, hurry to my rescue. And he told John that this is some words that we should have close to our lips throughout the day, whenever we're facing pressure or struggle, to know that we can always turn to God and call upon him and say, come to my help, O God, hurry to my rescue. I want to submit that to you as a practice that I've found very centering throughout the day, particularly those hard days where I'm very aware of my dependence on God, to call upon him, come to my help, O God, hurry to my rescue. This prayer, friends, is teaching us dependence. The last word I want to hold up for us is this word, gratitude. And I believe that the more we engage in this practice of prayer, as we center our hearts and minds on God when we are wrestling with our sense of scarcity and fear and need, that we will discover again that there is a God who loves us and hears us, that there is a God who is willing to provide for the needs that we have. And I believe the more we pray this, it will cultivate within us a spirit of gratitude versus a spirit of fear. I think we have a tendency, and I'm in this place often myself, to live with this scarcity mindset, that there isn't a lot to be hopeful for, and the needs and the fears that we have can crowd out this deeper hope that there is a God who is with us, a God who will provide what we need. And so as we pray this prayer more and more, we cultivate a deeper awareness, and from that, a deeper gratitude that God is with us. God is with us in our needs. So friends, I simply want to just extend this invitation to you today to bring whatever those needs are to God in prayer today. Whether those are physical needs, whether those are spiritual or emotional needs, the good news I proclaim to you today is that we have a loving Father who hears us and invites us to call upon Him for provision. So I'd like to just create a couple of minutes for you now to respond in prayer. To enter into this practice, we're going to just create a couple of minutes for us to now not just talk about this text, but enter into this practice. Let us now call upon God to give us this day the daily bread that we need.